With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to episode 13 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes reconnect with an old enemy and use some creative thinking to overcome an obstacle. Previously.
Immediately, almost immediately, you, Ape Joel, notice in the distance the rotted wooden bow of a pirate ship.
Let him rob us. Whatevs.
Mockmouth levels a pistol again. He's like, fuck. Fuck that one.
No!
That's it. She like whoop, aims it at the back of his head again. And flies away. Actually, no, he fell in the sea. She does it to his wife. She's like, oh fuck, cactus.
I look at, like, I don't try and fix. I just look at it and I'm like, all right, think, master and commander. What would Russell Crowe do?
Well, you know that pretty much anything is better than Crowe's robber.
Okay,
Ape Joel, you get out. You're dusting yourself off. You're not seeing much. But also, Joel, you think you see out of the corner of your eye a little bit of movement. You look at the tire. That you, or like the front tires and the sides and stuff, but the front tire on the left, the one that you think probably burst, has been pierced and exploded by something, but it's hard to see what because the whole tire is exploded.
Look, I'm happy to assume that Dracula ate our town. That's fine.
You don't mind. Everybody in there was, you didn't know what sticks, Schmitty,
whatever.
Oh no, you're like, this is fucked. Out like a light. You're unconscious. You wake up. What feels like, you have no idea how much time has passed. You're groggy, your eyes are hurting, they're red. You feel pain in your wrists and your ankles. And when you open your eyes, the first thing you see is the blue sky and a stick kind of like above you. And it takes you a second, but you realize that you've been strung up on sticks and are being carried. There are people in front of you carrying the sticks. And... Ape Joel, you're still groggy. You still can't quite hear what's happening. You can't hear any of your allies. But also, Joel, you're maybe a bit more awake, and you hear what sounds like a muffled conversation between the individuals carrying you. It sounds something like, wah, 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 wah,
wah,
wah. You kind of scan your head around, and you can't see you can't see the faces of these people, but you see that behind you is like what you assume to be the other side of the mountain range,
Vince,
though they've taken you over.
Vince, you fucks!
The
Vince,
moment you start wriggling, they all turn their heads.
Vince, I'll kill you.
Every single one of them has Vince Vaughn's face.
I'll kill you.
Where? Where?
I'll kill you. I struggle. Where? I struggle to try and bite one.
Okay. You manage to break your hands loose and like slam your back into the hard sandy ground. Your hands are still tied together, but
my God.
Oh, no, they wouldn't be. Your hands are free.
My fucking nemesis. I lunge at one.
You... with your feet still tied, lunge at the one carrying the stick from your end and grab
God
him around the middle.
Vince!
Ape Joel, you come to and can see and hear the struggling. You're an ape, so you're pretty strong. You might just be able to burst out.
Yeah, I'm also thinking, like, how would I respond after all of this to be surrounded by Vince Vaughns? How many is there?
There's four.
I fucking break out.
Ready?
And... I grab the two
you
that are carrying.
You burst out of that from that stick. The stick snaps. And you're just standing in front of them.
I grab the two closest to me and try and mush their heads together so they both die.
Well, oh, hang on. I should roll to let you. You're an ape, but still. You manage to grab the first Vince and slam his head into the other. You can't grab both in a turn unless you want to use jungle and blood.
No.
But you manage to grab one and slam it into the other, like head first.
Head connecting to head?
Yeah, head connecting to head.
The one you slam doesn't die. There's a wham. The one you hit, though, maybe this Vaughn's head was tougher. I don't know. But the one you hit, fucking its head bursts when the Vaughn head connects to it. Head to head. One Vaughn dead. Also, Joel?
Just, son of a bitch, how are you?
Grabbing one around. Like, your head's basically in its crotch just because of the way you're... You're grabbing
trying
it?
To strangle him. Okay. I'll get you good.
You manage to get your hand around the Vaughn's neck and you begin choking the life. It drops to its knees. Wah. Wah.
Son of a bitch.
Radio or ape job?
I'm still holding the Vince that's still alive. I swing it at the one that is...
Not being choked.
Yeah.
Hit a mother... Hit a Vaughn with another Vaughn?
Yeah. Let's get Vaughn-y with it.
Again... You slam it into that Vaughn. Your Vaughn doesn't die, but the other one does. You've just got a real tough Vaughn.
You got like the chief Vaughn.
The other Vaughn, like the...
What do you say, how... King Vaughn?
Well, no. The Vaughn you slam into collapses in a heap, and the one you're choking succumbs to his knees. The two of you are standing on the other side of the mountain.
I'm still holding a Vaughn.
Yeah, he's alive, but nearly dead.
No, that's good.
You look out into the distance, in the direction the Vaughns were taking you. You see that you're on like a rough road, and the road snakes its way down through this sandy, almost Arabian-like desert to this large, very hefty-looking concrete city in the distance. Almost looks like one big concrete skyscraper. In the distance beyond that, you can see some more civilization. In this expanse, this landscape between you and the city, there are several like jagged stones sticking out of the ground and like, various little caves and hovels in the earth. What's your first move?
How pointy is the jagged rocks and how far away are they?
They're fairly pointy, but they're a while away and quite large.
How far?
You going to throw a Vaughn onto it?
I'm going to try a shish kebab a Vaughn.
Okay, you bring it back and let loose and there's like this... You can't hear it sound, it land, but you see just a tiny dot onto the end of a spiky rock sticking out of the ground. That Vaughn is quite dead.
Got him good. Fuck you, Vince. Anyway.
Look around. Like,
this looks like a fucking Vaughn establishment.
Where's like everyone else?
Where's our... Just the two of you. You can see, though, in the ground tracks. They look like cart tracks, almost, heading in the direction of the concrete city.
Fucking hate Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Do I hate Vince Vaughn more than I like our allies?
We need that dino.
Fuck. We do.
Mm.
Plus fucking muck.
No, I just realized. We're at the gates of, Battle Zone 66. Yeah. You just walked into the guy who's like, no, the teddy bear's fine. We're fucking idiots. Like, Muck I'm starting to see from Muckmouth's perspective, she shot a lot of our buddies. Like, we chastise her, and she's kind of like, I get it now.
Maybe,
I get it now.
Maybe it's time
I think I understand.
We accepted her
criticism.
I mean, like, we don't...
Like...
Well, then we don't need the dinosaur. We can just fuck off back to Battle Zone.
But I kind of miss King's spiritual advisor. I realized I got him on top. I spent a lot of time.
You just got him on side.
And Mickey.
Mickey I'm worried about.
Mickey I'm worried about. And Muck, I mean, look, she's good. I like having her around.
She's good value.
She puts me in my place.
Wasteland's about
like
teamwork,
that.
Guys. Not just between Joels, but between Joels and friends.
The fucking remaining allies we have after fucking Muck Mouth fucking part loose. I might confiscate her gun when I find it.
It's not a bad idea.
Rightio, you begin walking down into the valley.
So I guess we decided we're fucking go...
I thought that was the decision made.
Yes, it was.
Excuse me.
We decide to walk into the valley.
You walk down into the valley. And as you walk, you sort of start to notice signs of, not civilization, but inhabitants. So you'll see like a little lean-to up against a rock. You'll see maybe the remains of a campfire. It seems like there's not people just living in the city. There are others living out here in wherever you are.
Okay.
Eventually, oh, nice. Also, Joel, you observe at the very in the middle of the road a conversation happening between four individuals who do not look, they look Vaughn-esque, but they are not 100% Vaughn from what you can see. One of them looks quite large and hulking. One of them was kind of small and seems maybe a bit malformed, and the other two are quite short.
Okay.
But you can tell they're all roughly, well, three of them are Vaughn-shaped. The other one, not so much.
Do we have all our equipment and stuff with
us? No, you're actually got none of your equipment.
Damn.
No, they would have confiscated. Actually, no. You probably do, because it would have been those Vaughns that had it.
Good.
Yeah, so you've got your equipment.
Sick. All right.
I approach the big one and try and rip its head off from behind.
All right, do shower.
I'm quick. Leaving no Vaughn untouched. They're all dying. 13, 14,
15, 16, 17, 18. As you approach that big one, something clicks. The film center of your brain starts to activate. This one is not a Vaughn. This one is Kevin James.
Fuck me dead. This town is going to burn to the fucking ground. No survivors.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah.
Jungle and blood this. I'm jungling and blood this.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay. Let's see. Are you going to stealth it or just barrel in?
Barrel in. Use my punches, mm-hmm. which is 5 because of the bonus I have, plus yep. 4 for grappling because I'm going to remove this man's head from his shoulders.
All righty. You like, you know when an ape runs and it's like that, and you see all 4 of them turn around and this look of like unbridled panic, confusion, and fear crosses their face. You leap up onto Kevin James. This Kevin James is not just your everyday Kevin James. This Kevin James is almost the size of you. But you leap up onto his shoulders, grab his head, work your ape fingers under his chin, and with an almighty, like, tear it off and hold it aloft. If you maybe, like, got your ape feet on Kevin James' shoulders as he, like, falls to his knees.
Ride him down into the ground. Good.
Yep. Excellent. All right. Also, Joel?
All right. I'm going to get my hot piss and cough sword and just go to town on some Vaughns.
Rightio. You slam your hot piss and cough sword into the side of one of the Vaughns. He was in no way expecting the attack. Your thing, you get him like at the hip, and even though there's bone in the way, you just slide right on through. That Vaughn falls in half.
It's a bloody Vaughn massacre.
Of the 2 remaining Vaughns, and you see that these are quite malformed, these Vaughns. They're quite sort of short. One of them has like his arm just ends in a point instead of a hand. Maybe one of them's missing 2 eyes, just got skin over there.
Oh, hate that.
But as you go to a practice, they're like, please, no. We do not want to fight. That's
like
all
the
they're doing their
Vaughn
turn.
Vaughn is fucking Italian now.
Where?
It's hard to do a where Vaughn. Please don't.
There we go. That's better.
We don't want to fight. All right. Ape Joel?
I crushed one.
I figured. Oh, no. You bring your fist down right next to him, which spooks him so much he probably pisses himself. But you don't hit him. Mm. Also, Joel?
I'm like, what's going on? What's going on?
You are not from Vaughn. He like gestures to the land around him. Am I correct?
Very. This land is called Vaughn.
This is Vaughn.
This.
That, he gestures to the large concrete city, is Vaughn City 1.
How many are there?
Thousands of them.
God damn.
He kind of looks up to the Vaughn City 1, and there's like a bit of bitterness on his face. He's like, up there, the perfect Vaughns. The Vaughns that came out right instead of wrong, or Kevin James. Imperfect Vaughns?
We're here to liberate the perfect Vaughns.
Liberate them?
Like, from life?
Yes.
He nods and he starts to kind of complain. He's like, the tyranny of Vaughn City 1 must be ended.
I look at Ape Joel and it's like, we need to reset this world. We got to get those Nans back. There's a thousand. There's thousands of Vaughn. I don't like it.
Are you still like threatening him?
No.
Okay. So you've taken like your weapons away.
I just don't like this. This is fucked. It's fucked. It's fucked, mate. This is fucked.
Follow me. I will show you the true terror. He leads you like off the beaten path and in amongst some large spiky stones. And you see that there's like a small cave of sorts. It's kind of quite cool in here. It's quite hot in Vaughn. But this cave is kind of cool and relaxed and calm. And you can hear like from deep within the cave conversation. It's in that similar Vaughn kind of voice, but it's conversation definitely. They take you deep into the cave and into a sort of small, like almost a town in this cave, and it's all imperfect Vaughns. He sits you down and he's like, "We are."
Yeah.
He maybe sits you down in like a, not like a tavern, because they wouldn't have that kind of thing, but just somewhere away from everyone else. And he gestures to everybody. He says, "This is the tyranny of Vaughn. These are the imperfect Vaughns. We are not allowed to live in the bounty of Vaughn."
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you shouldn't live. Yeah,
the only
yeah.
thing we can like start a fire with.
You can just cook the imperfect Vaughns. That's fine.
All of them. I just want to set up.
Yeah, there's probably stuff to start fires.
Yeah,
with, definitely.
Yeah, like, you guys should not be living, correct?
So there's just the one entrance and exit, right?
Yep.
Well.
Like, hang on.
You can't. Go nuts.
Like, do you want to, like, get them all in one? Like, including the perfect. No. Nah, use the quote, perfect Vaughns.
No, just get rid of all these imperfect ones now, and then we'll take on the perfect ones.
Just like, yeah. Hang on, let's just. What do you got? What do you want, imperfect Vaughn?
What do I want?
Yeah.
To live in Vaughn City 1. In paradise.
No, it's a different kind of paradise.
No.
To be a Daryl.
This Vaughn seems wise to your jive. He's like, I will not be a Daryl or any other kind of death name. Vaughn is strong.
It means it's spreading.
All of the Vaughns turn and look at you, and they're like, "Vaughn is strong. Imperfect is perfect." They seem menacing now.
Time to start a fire.
Rightio. How do you intend to do that?
All right. What have I got around me? Describe my siege.
It's probably a fire barrel, like where people are warming themselves in the cool cave. Oh, it's a freezing cold cave. Yeah, there's wooden sort of lean-tos and buildings. Producing a flame is going to be a struggle.
No, got a hover pad.
That is hot.
We burnt a lobster on one. That's enough to start a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I got the
Why? What items here. Do you have? Because I didn't write down any of the shit you picked up.
I just got...
You got crows.
I got crows.
Very wet crows.
Tommy gun.
You've got a fucking Tommy gun.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, but you only get to attack one. How many is there?
How many is there? Oh, quite a few.
Are we talking
No. More like maybe 30, something like that. No.
We need to start a big
maybe,
fire.
Like maybe we don't need to. Maybe they're not Daryls. Maybe no, they're just Steves.
They need to be because you've upset them now.
Look. No. Maybe they're
Steves. He's gone ahead and upset the Vaughns.
Maybe they're Steves. Maybe they're Steves.
Talk to you guys.
Well, he said they'd only want to be Vaughns, and I don't want any Vaughns.
I know. But look, I too want to...
What items you got?
That's it.
Crow's Tommy gun.
Crows, Tommy gun, a dino hand, hover pad, box of fine cigars. We've only got four left, though. Actually, three left.
You could probably use that hover pad. If you held it on the wood, it would catch. It would take a while.
Yeah.
And also, like...
Yes. Dish's brain is ticking away.
Yeah, it'd be good, but maybe there's a bigger Vaughn to fry.
We should have taken some of that gasoline from the swine, man.
We should have. Instead, I use my scary ape face and handsomeness to get them back down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You seem so disappointed, Dusha. Unimaginably sad.
All Vaughns must die.
Yeah. Okay, you like...
That's a new tenant.
I'll write it down.
I'll just remember
all
to tell...
All Vaughns must Daryl.
All Vaughns...
are Daryls.
Daryls.
Can't wait to teach that to King's spiritual advisor.
Radio, you get on your, like, do you walk on your hind legs like a man or on all four? Like an ape?
Sometimes both.
Okay.
If I'm ever running or charging, it's on all four.
You get on your, like, maybe you stand up and just beat your chest and are like, turn back. And all of the Vaughns, they cower from you, afraid. They stay back, but they're all still quite wary of you. None of them seem to be on your side. Seems like you may have, you know, burn some bridges there.
So we don't like Vaughns.
You say that to the Vaughns?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
okay. Imperfect or perfect Vaughns.
You're all a bunch of cunts in our books.
Oh.
How did this happen?
Yep.
What happened? How are you? We killed Vince. How?
He shrugs. I don't know.
How old are you?
Vaughn is, was, and always will be.
I don't like that.
Vaughn is eternal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
No. Oh, I don't like that at all.
Forever Vaughn.
No, no, don't.
Not if I have any.
They start chanting. Forever Vaughn. Forever Vaughn. Where? Forever Vaughn. Forever
Vaughn. No, I do not like this. I leave the cave. Fuck this.
All right.
Fuck that. I'm out of there too. I give them an ape finger.
Giving them two, like, human fingers and two ape fingers.
Fucking weird. Yeah.
All Vaughns are cunts.
You exit the Vaughn cave.
Ugh.
The Vaughns seem to, they don't follow you. They just carry on as they are.
Let's just make, we got to sort them. Don't walk to that. Vaughn Capital.
Vaughn City 1.
Vaughn City 1.
Let's fucking march it. We need to find our mates and we need to fucking end this. And I'm assuming that Vaughn City 1's going to have some kind of weaponry that we can use on them.
I'm hoping we can send Vaughn. Like, you remember, like, you know, how the original Joel died?
Every day.
I'm thinking third of carriage. That. Yeah, I think
third carriage.
The third, yeah. Third I think we might just.
Third carriage. Third, Vaughn's.
Third carriage. Vaughn Capital 1.
Right here.
Thousands of cities, though.
Really no, it's one city with thousands of Vaughns.
Oh! Yeah. I thought there was like Vaughn Capital 2, Vaughn Capital 3.
No, there's Vaughn City 1, mm-hmm. which you can see in the distance. There's a large concrete structure.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, you can see another structure, but it's too hard to make out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's quite a distance away.
And there's thousands of Vaughns, but yeah, no, let's go to Vaughn City 1.
Ready? Go.
Motherfucker's gonna die. All Vaughns must Daryl.
You... make your way furiously along the road.
Never been angrier.
Beyond mad. Just no.
Now fuck this. Fuck. How dare the wasteland pull this shit?
Look, turn all our daughters into fucking mopeds. I don't give a shit. Cloning Vaughns. It's not on.
And then Kevin James for insult to injury.
Fucking, I'm so fucking glad I tore his fucking head off. fucking dickhead.
Sometimes a Vaughn comes out of Kevin James. Ain't no one's fault. You arrive at the gates of Vaughn City 1, and you can see these gates are... You've encountered a lot of gates for some reason in your travels, but this beats them all. It's gargantuan, like this concrete wall that surrounds Vaughn City 1. The concrete structure seems largely impenetrable from the outside. Seems like getting inside is going to be near impossible unless you either sneak in or try and climb over or come up with some other solution. The walls are large...
Knowledge of new monuments plus my four brains. That's a plus seven to figure out how to open it.
What are you?
Your four brain.
Four ape brains. One in each ape hand. Ah, it doesn't matter. Oh, wait, what is that? Plus seven?
Yeah.
Look, you're like, if we can get inside.
If we can fucking get inside the gate, then we can get inside. Sick. Mad.
You didn't roll well. Hey, my fault.
No, I'm mad at me, not you.
So what's near the gate? Is anyone there? Can I just walk up to it?
Yeah, you can just walk up to it and touch it. It's like no people.
What's it made out of?
Metal.
It's going to push it?
Yeah. It's a fucking hover pad to fucking melt off the lock.
Yeah, can I push it?
You can touch it. It doesn't move. It's quite hot in the morning sun.
Is there like a lock or anything?
No, just completely. You could probably melt through.
Yeah, I was going to say, get the hover pad, just start to melt through.
What do you hope?
It's just stay there for half a day. Just fucking shit. You see fucking pieces of shit. I don't give a fuck anymore.
After like an hour, up high on the tower, you see a Vaughn head poke over. Where?
Fucking give him the finger. Fuck you, Vince. You shithead.
You just hear him like his head moves away. Where?
Fucking.
I'm like, where?
where? Fucking where? Fucking. Coming for you, mate. I'm coming for all your shithead friends.
You're working your way through the whole... It's not even going to be... How are you going to get fucking ape Joel through this?
Because I'm another fucking going to reach my ape hand through and open the latch.
Radio.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure that fucking... I'll tear off a fucking Vince head through the hole. I don't give a shit.
You see the Vaughns on the tower above you, like several, maybe six Vaughns reappear, draw arrows at you. And let loose.
Oh no.
Who's holding the hover pad? Me or you?
Me.
Okay. An arrow plunk in the ground next to you, Ape Joel. Plunk in the ground next to you. One full flies miles off, didn't even get close to you. But then one slams right into your chest, also, Joel. Makes its way through your armor and pierces through your chest.
Sons of bitches.
You're feeling a lot of pain there. You lost 5 health.
Oh.
Blood begins to trickle down onto your belly.
Are you on like 3 HP now? Man.
No, I'm on 5.
He's fine.
No, because you took
one and then we repair. Oh, because
you crashed
Yeah, and we get health back because it's been
a day. Yeah, it's been a day. You've napped.
What? Okay. No, look, I'm glad he's not dying, but.
I'm on 5. Like, I'm half health.
Yeah. You napped in between crashing the bus and waking up attached to a stick.
Oh, yeah, I guess we woke up attached to a stick. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, like, I'm okay, not on half health. I was on 7.
All right. I pick up an arrow and I. Grab the hover pad from you. I'm like, don't worry. Also, Joel, I got this.
Yes.
I push the arrow down, fucking shoot it off using the hover pad.
Oh, that's fucking good ass.
Fuck you, Vince. Fuck you.
Your arrow, like, you like hold it down there, and it's difficult to keep the arrow there, not only because it's burning hot, but also because of the pressure behind it. Yeah. You let go, and the arrow fires in a true arc and wham into the head of one of the Vaughns who collapses off the other side. There's a like wham as it happens.
Fuck you, Vince. Fucking kill you all.
You can see
Delivery Man was shit.
You can see also, Joel, that you with Swing maybe some pressure you could get through that hole you've Fuck been making you. Over the last hour.
Cool.
Dodgeball's your only good movie.
I dodge this.
Fucking Yeah, you can dodge an arrow, you can fucking dodge a ball. Fuck you.
I use my sword to kind of carve out what we've been melting.
You, I don't know what Douche is drawing, but I'm excited.
Nothing yet.
He's mad at Vince.
Furious.
You managed to make a hole large enough that you could crawl through it,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be difficult to get this one in.
All right, that's fine.
What are you? The Vaughns fire more arrows down at you. Okay, only one hits and it slams into Ape Joel's shoulder. Take 3 damage. But fuck, you barely notice it. The vitriol beneath your skin and in your heart is so intense.
If anything, the arrow felt good. I was like, good.
It fuels me.
Ready, Ape Joel. Are you tumbling through also, yeah. Joel? All right, you see also Joel climb through the hole.
How thick's the wall?
It's fairly thick. You can now see. Like, it's like we're talking maybe half a meter. You could try and barrel through. Nothing's stopping you.
I got a plus four for punches.
Yeah.
Plus a plus one for the bonus I got. Plus a plus one for rolling.
True.
I'm going to fucking roll through this fucking hole.
Funny. Yeah.
Like fucking Donkey Kong out of a barrel style.
Yeah.
That's a one. You like walk back, take a run up, give the Jules the finger, run, barrel, boom, into the... You just like roll back and like onto your ass, and the Vaughns look down like, wah.
I hate you so much.
The Vaughns fire more arrows down at you. Lucky they are all garbage shots.
And garbage people. And
why can the Vaughns... Oh, one gotcha. Oh, shit. One of the arrows embeds itself deep in your chest, like to the point where you're like, oh. It knocks you for six. You're like struggling to move. You're on one HP.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I swear to fucking God, if a Vaughn kills me,
so
I'm going to fucking come back to life and kill myself.
Got to find you a new ape body.
Ape Joel, you know what I love? One form of escape would be walking into a Vaughn.
Not
but
happening.
I feel like principle alone would stop that from occurring.
Well, how am I? Skip me, you piece of shit.
Oh, did I? Sorry. You're up.
Cool. What's on the other side?
Oh, on the other side, you are in like a sort of a marketplace almost. So you can see like a large collection of... Oh, no, it's like a marketplace, but it's like a filthy marketplace. Okay, there are people whanging at each other down the street. You can see like armed Vaughn guards wandering around, and everything and everyone is Vaughn. There are like... older Vaughns holding younger Vaughns like babies. There are Vaughns kissing Vaughns and Vaughns kissing Vaughns. They immediately all turn and stare at you the moment you tumble through. Where?
Give them the finger.
Where?
They hate it.
they cannot stand it.
Is it like stairs to climb up to like the arches or whatever?
Yeah, there's like an entrance to what is clearly like a staircase.
All right, so you're gonna climb up there. Just give them everyone the fingers, being like, "Fucking,
you're like, your son's like a guard's office with a Vaughn writing stuff down." And he like looks up, you give him the fingers, like, "Wah!" The moment you pass,
like walk past, look back, come in, just walk up his face, right in his face, fingers,
"Wah!"
Keep on walking.
Good,
Roddy. Oh, now also Joel.
All right.
I mean Ape Joel. I'm so sorry.
Do I have the hover pad now?
Yeah. I'm going to say you can grab it.
One HP. Do you reckon Jungle and Blood would give me adrenaline?
Yeah.
So I could get up and fucking do shit?
Yeah, for sure.
Sick. Dying. Like, I am dying.
Yeah. Oh, you're in a bad way. You got an arrow in your shoulder, an arrow in your chest.
I'm fucking
you're
bleeding.
Dehydrated.
I'm fucking surrounded by Vince Vaughns.
Yeah. There's Vince Vaughns as far as the eye can see. A sea of Vaughn.
I'm an ape. I'm real unhappy.
Life's been rough to you.
I grab a fucking hover pad.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking think back, like dig real fucking deep to fucking Jungle, Blood, fucking sitting through the delivery man where fucking Vince Vaughn donated sperm and then it was a fucking dad for thousands.
Oh, Matt.
Fuck.
I grab the hover pad.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking, with all my effort, jump onto it.
Yep.
So it presses right down on the ground and it fucking springboards me up. Fucking over the gate!
Into a Vaughn.
Into a fucking Vaughn. Two fists drawn, fucking uppercutting two fucking heads off.
You like, we'd like us, you know when Iron Man does like a big fly and there's that like, boom. So as you leap, the hover pad explodes beneath you, sending a shockwave out that you even hear inside climbing up onto the fucking battlements, and you both fists drawn.
Actually, I want my hands open. I'm grabbing these Vaughns by their fucking head.
I'm going to say, you managed to grab two Vaughns by the brain. Like,
by the brain?
Yeah, sure, by the brain. Your hands careen into their faces, grab their brains, and you like land with your feet tearing their brains out of their head.
I whisper to both brains, fuck you, swingers isn't that good.
My goodness. There are four other Vaughns staring at you in horror, and you can see also Joel arrive on the other edge, on the other side. The other Vaughns are terrified. Also, Joel?
Well, just like...
Run them through.
Run them through. Just like with the one finger drawn.
Mm-hmm.
One finger on his eyes.
Oh, natty 20. And yeah, you collect one with your sword and then not even stopping. I'll say this takes a double whammy. You connect with the other one until you've shish kebabbed two Vaughns on your sword. You maybe even like grab your sword and just fling them off like fucking over the edge of the wall. The two Vaughns left begin to turn and run. Ape Joel.
I remember True Detective Season 2.
Okay.
And I remember the fucking speech that Vince Vaughn made about fucking blue-balling his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking start slapping that ground. Down and B in fucking Smash Bros. I've become Donkey Kong.
As you slam down, you like hook one in the back of the knee, like you get his entire calf and he falls on his face and gets sucked into your like downward slam. The other Vaughn, similarly, maybe you hook onto his pants or his shoe, but the two Vaughns are collected into your flat ape palms and just squished into a foul muck beneath your ape palms.
How will the Joels murder every Vaughn in this city? Find out next time on Dinosaur World. The post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.